Innovation Anthology celebrates discovery and the inventive spirit. With today's update, here's Charles Croucher, Canada's voice of innovation.
Back in the early 1900s, Alexander McKay was the superintendent of schools in Nova Scotia. He made natural history part of the curriculum, and for 23 years, children in one-room schoolhouses around the province recorded their observations of plants, animals, and local weather. Climatologist Dr. Adam Fenwick at the University of Prince Edward Island has revived this idea.
The Climate Diary is a book that shows pictures of over 100 observations that can be taken that would be important for climatologists over time of the appearance and disappearance of sort of seasonal events, so that the first arrival of bird species, the first blooming of plant species, and other activities that go on the island. Plants and animals, they're great integrators of climate variables. What this climate diary does is it gives you a description and a photograph of an observation to make, and then there's 25 years of data that we could put in so that you can compare year to year when's the first time that you saw your American robin.
Dr. Fenwick plans to hold tea socials where Prince Edward Islanders can discuss their yearly observations. For Innovation Anthology, I'm Cheryl Croucher.